Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Bears Scare. The story was written by Jacob Grant. And if you like bears, then hold on tight because we're about to see one. Are you ready? Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and... The Silent Boy. He has nothing to say today, unless something else comes up. So let's go. You're not going to say anything? No? That's okay. You don't want me to say anything. Now I can talk. Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy. Here we go. Bear was sure of many things. He was sure that his house was clean. He was sure that his rooms were tidy. He was certainly sure that he took very good care of everything inside. There was one thing Bear loved to care for most of all, a small stuffed friend named Ursa. They were always together. I know somebody who likes a stuffed animal. Each day, Bear and Ursa cleaned the house high and low. They cleaned inside and out. It was on such a day that Bear found something odd.
"That's funny," said Bear. "I'm sure I did not leave any books out."
"Oh, there's a book on the floor. You know, I see something else in this picture."
"A spider is watering a pie."
"It looks like a spider is watering a pie." "You're right." When Bear looked closer, he saw something not funny at all. "What do you think it is?" "It's a spider's web." Bear tried to keep calm, but the more he searched, the more messy webs he found.
"Ursa, we have a spider problem," said Bear.
And boy, do they look. He's sitting there knitting. There's a bear's house with just a bear in it, and it also has a spider in it. And the spider's going to town.
"I am sure the spider is covering our home with more sticky webs. I am sure the spider is making a giant mess with its many legs. I am certainly sure that the spider is nothing like us," said Bear. "Ursa, we must find this messy guest."
"Now, are you sure? Because when I look at the pictures, it looks like this spider's knitting and painting and reading a book, which I think I saw the bear with the book earlier, right? So maybe they're not so very different?"
"Yeah."
"Let's see what happens." Bear and Ursa searched high and low. They searched inside and out, but they did not find any spiders. "Look, the spider is even sweeping."
"Yeah. The spider is extra sneaky, but it cannot hide from us," said Bear,
and he sprang up to continue the search. But when something terrible happened. I'm afraid to turn the page. I don't know what it's going to be. What happened? Yeah. Friends, Ursa, his stuffed bear, his sweet friend, had his arm stuck under the sofa. And when Bear pulled him, the arm ripped. Oh no. And the stuffing has come out. Bear lay there for some time,
My poor friend. I sure never meant to make such a mess.
See, while they were searching for the spider, they tore apart the house, didn't they? Mm-hmm. They knocked over tables and chairs. Once again, Bear searched high and low. He searched inside and out. He had to find a way to help his friend. And what? When Bear returned, he could not believe what he saw. His dear Ursa was good as new.
The spider so used his web to sew it back together.
That's right. There among the books, Bear found something he had never expected. He did not mind the spider's sticky webs. He did not mind the spider's many legs.
I certainly do not mind sharing my home with one more friend.
And that was something Bear could be sure of. And in the picture, we see he is sitting reading a book with his little Ursa, and right next to him, in a comfy little web chair, is the spider reading a book too.
Yeah.
And it looks like the spider has several friends, wouldn't you agree? There's a ton of spiders all over the house. But they all look to be doing something helpful, at least. This one's sweeping. That one's getting ready to light the fireplace. There's some musicians over here. This one's watering a plant. Why, I think they look like good friends, don't you?
This one found a hole in the wall and he's repairing it.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll tell you a secret.
Yeah.
In my house, I don't want spiders.
Why?
I do not like them.
Why? They're helpful little creatures.
They do eat flies, but I still don't like them.
You should have a pet one if you hate flies.
Challenge myself a little bit?
Yeah.
Mm.
If you hate flies, these are the two pets you should have.
Huh.
A pet tarantula.
Ooh.
And a pet Venus flytrap. They all both eat flies.
You're not wrong.
Well, you could also have a pitcher plant.
A pitcher plant? Because they would eat them too?
Yeah. Or one of those plants where when a fly or a bee lands on it, it curves up and
chomps it.
Them.
Yeah. Stuff to think about, you guys. Stuff to think about.
You could have a cactus.
Just for having a cactus?
You could have a cactus because a fly could
poke itself.
Yeah.
I've been impaled. And that.
Be like,
oh boy. We have ventured off course. That, my friends, is
the end.